Okay, here we are back, hour number two. Trying to get hold of Kelly. Her voice mail comes right up, so I'm waiting to get back from her a call here just momentarily to find out. She had trouble with Comcast today. I don't know how that works. All this. So she has a lot to say. She's found something else out by watching the video, she says, so hopefully we can connect with her. All right, hold on here. Here she is. All right. Yeah, I would. Okay, Todd, I have the number. I'm going to give it to you. It's a different number, it looks like, than I had. So let me send this over to Todd real quick. Okay, it's on the way right now. Now, this story of the shooting has many angles already. And one of the most frustrating things for me is I put up last night a really good video showing everything, the body cam footage all the way into that big open conference room, special events room, whatever it was on the second floor. And you could see out the windows, and the shooter was dead by the window. And the pants, quite clearly, had at least it looked different to me. They had a different camo pattern on them. The rifle was by the head up to the right. The shooter's on her back, unreachable. And I don't, looks like she crumpled to the ground, her knees buckled, she went straight down. And the gun is yet out of position completely. So that's odd. And Kelly has another observation, which I didn't notice. And I'd like to go, I can't find that video. I sent it over to have it put on a page last night, and it didn't come back. So I'm going to have to find it and reestablish it as a page story, put it back up in headlines for all of you a little bit later tonight. But in the meantime, we have a lot of news about this story, and it must be kept front and center. We can't let it slip away and be replaced by other news, which is the way they play the game. All right, we have Kelly Nelson, the wonderful writer and great American patriot, who is... standing by. Hopefully she's sitting by. Kelly, how are you? Thanks for being here.
I'm sorry you got confused on the phone numbers, but the regular phone isn't working anymore, so we have to use my cell. And you finally
you
got
told me that, but I didn't know which was which. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to write this one down. I will not put it out over the air. I'm going to write it down privately, so we'll have it. Now,
well, just in case, but normally I don't
course.
Use it.
No? Got it. I don't use my cell phone either much. Very, very rarely. Okay. We have a video, body cam video.
Yeah,
there's a lot of troubling things about this video. Most blatantly are the shoes. The shooter didn't change shoes. There's two different people there. It's the only logical, pragmatic answer. This is pasted together. Maybe there was a dry run somewhere. If you'll notice, the first images show the shooter coming in from a door, looking around in a combat stance. It's a sweep. They go left, right, center. And that's hardly indicative of a tranny who's never owned firearms before, but suddenly not only has one or two, but allegedly has seven purchased in the last couple of months. This is crazy. So you got different shoes, and I'm going to have to just state it. I'm not speaking for Kelly, but it's obviously there are two people in this video assemblage. It's not the same person. You don't change shoes in the middle of a shootout. Doesn't happen. So Kelly has found. Yeah.
You had
say
to
again?
Play it a couple, two, three times to really
you got
see
it. Yeah.
That one pair was all black and white, and the other pair had color on the side.
Yeah, red, black and white. Here, look. They don't have any respect for us anymore. They don't even care. This is very careless work, this is video stuff. They put together a string of video, which they thought would fly because most people wouldn't look at the details. Well, people now are pretty sharp, some of them, and they do catch details. And those shoes are absolutely different. There's no way they're the same shoe. Forget that. So... Just give me one example of a mass shooting where the shooter is bothered, especially a tranny who's never owned guns before, who actually changed his shoes. It's absurd. So we got two different people in this video. That's a given. That's a given. Now, what have you seen on top of that?
Well, I sent this out to several people, and I said, notice that when she walks in, she's got a pair of glasses on. And then in the later picture, there's no glasses. Did she take her glasses off and stick them in her pocket or what?
I mean, absolutely right. I've looked and on the ground.
You're planning on seeing somebody to shoot them.
She took the glasses off because she was changing shoes and she didn't want to be bothered with the glasses anymore. So she just took them off. No problem. This is ridiculous. The whole thing. I looked at the bottom floor picture. She does have glasses. No question. They're not black horn rim frame glasses. They're light glasses, but they're glasses.
Yeah, so something is really rotten in Denmark, just like it is with all of these shootings. I have never seen one that isn't. Now, what I want to know, besides the fact that this woman was mentally ill because she thought that she wanted to be a man.
Right.
And, you know, anybody with a brain, including that twit that's on our Supreme Court when she was asked what a woman was, I'm not a biologist. Well, hell, anybody that's gone to high school and learned anything about anything knows that a woman has two X chromosomes. What does a man have? An X and a Y. It's that simple. You cannot change your chromosomes, no matter what you do. Okay?
Good point, and obvious. That's beginning biology. It doesn't get any more simple or elemental than that.
It doesn't, and I learned that in high school. And for God's sake, they are promoting this stuff that you can actually take your body and change it. No, you can't. Those chromosomes are there no matter how much stuff you take or how much stuff you cut off.
Correct.
You're still
you got
what
it.
You were born.
Yeah.
So
no, this
so
what amazes. Yeah, go ahead.
Not only is there a problem with her mental illness, but this whole setup with this thing, it's not flying. And unfortunately, people like you and I, and there's the people that listen in your audience, they will see it. But 99% of the American people, they'll watch that and they'll go, oh, my God. And they'll believe just what they've seen. They'll never go back and look at it closely. It's like all these actors and actresses, they have these horrible things, the same pictures of the same people crying. They're even advertised on some of these websites. You know, we need actors and actresses at so-and-so place.
For sure. They do.
And here's the core of this. The core that I see what they want. They want to riot this group of people that they've created, these trannies, these mentally ill people who are probably on psychotropic drugs as well, because many of them have other mental illnesses. And psychotropic drugs, many of them are black box. In other words, they cause violence and they cause suicide. So you have a mixture here. And there, I don't think there's been one shooting in the past that's been a huge shooting like this that hasn't found that the shooter was on psychotropic drugs. But now
I concur. Yes.
That's the way it is. In Nashville today, you saw what happened. They flooded the Capitol building in Nashville. They want guns done away with. Oh, it's the guns. No, it's not a sick-ass personality. It's not some freak who needs mental care that psychology and psychiatry have now said it's not a sickness.
Right.
No, it's the gun. Well, we better take away all the cars. They're in the midst of doing that with UN Agenda 21 because they don't want us driving or moving. They want us in 15-minute squares, and you got to live there. The whole thing is plotted and planned, and this is just another piece of it. If they get the firearms away from us like they did in Australia, like they've done in other countries, the UK, we're done. So you've got all these jackasses saying, you've got to take away the guns. Well, don't you think that's going to keep all these bad people from getting them? In your dreams. This is just another plot, and I swear to God, most of these people are MK Ultra or whatever you want to call it, and they are fed this crap, and they're willing to do it to be and have their names in history forever.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And every time there's a mass shooting, and I talked about this briefly in the last hour, there always seems to be a psychologist or therapist involved with the shooter. They seem to be in therapy for mental and emotional issues. Those therapists and psychologists are, in most cases, obviously handlers. They're involved with setting this whole person up to pull this thing off or to insert him or herself into it. And I think it's as transparent as it could be. I don't know how anybody could be fooled by this stuff. Well, look at the shoes. Let's just take the shoe issue right now. No one's talking about the mainstream media, and everyone's seeing it. Mm-hmm. It is being talked about in the alt news all over the place, but the mainstreamers won't touch it. That in and of itself should launch an immediate major grand jury investigation of the whole thing. Immediate.
Yeah.
If we had any kind of legal system left.
Yeah, I heard a great quote this evening. And it said, if whatever they're not talking about is what they're lying about.
There you go.
That really
That's good.
Fits.
That's very good.
That really works.
Yeah,
and
it does fit.
Look at how are they talking. It's sneaking out a little bit now. But you know that whole January 6th thing was FBI plotted, planned, and set up with Ms. Pelosi at the very front of it.
Yep.
So by God, how can you think that this isn't plotted, planned, and set up for various reasons and to encourage more hatred against the good believers in God and America? Huh?
Absolutely right. The Florida mass shooting of a year, I get what, 2 years ago now? A year ago?
In high school? In the gay place? Oh, or high school?
The high school shooting in Florida. Florida, I get the date. Hold on. It's high school shooting. Okay. Stoneman
Florida.
Douglas. The high school was Stoneman Douglas. All right. They call it the Parkland shooting. Everybody does. All right. And this 19-year-old kid, I don't know what he's doing in high school at 19, but I guess he came back after he graduated or something. I can't remember. But that shooting was so contrived. And two of the students were killed to shut them up. They wouldn't stop talking because they said different things than the official narrative was saying, because they were there. And one was a very pretty girl, and the other was a nice young kid. They're both killed to shut him up.
Yeah.
They saw too much.
Yeah.
Now, this Parkland shooting thing, I will never forget it, because they had a news helicopter over the scene, and it was going round and around the building, and they were videotaping everything or digitally recording everything that they could in Parkland. My God, that was 2018?
Yeah.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
How can that be? Oh, wow. All right. So 5 years ago, I'm stunned. I would have said 2-3 maybe. So, okay. Parkland, Florida, the high school shooting. The helicopter is going around the back of the building where the shootings allegedly all took place. And at that moment, there was a police pickup truck backed up near the back door on the ground floor. I think it was a three-story building, two at least. Near the back door was a police pickup truck, and there were two cops outside the pickup truck standing about a ways away from the pickup and the back door, maybe 50 feet, maybe. Out from the back door come two males, all black garb, carrying a gun bag. They came out of the building. The other two cops, the regular duty cops, grabbed the gun bag, threw it in the back of the truck. They all climbed in the truck, and blazed out of there real fast. What was that about? What that was about was those were the shooters.
And wasn't that the one where somebody else ran into the woods?
No. You're thinking of the one up north. The God.
There's
I drew
been
a blank.
So many.
There have been
I'll
a lot. No, that guy was
Parkland
running around. Yeah, go ahead.
Wasn't Parkland the one where the cops didn't do anything? They let all the murders happen?
That's right. They stood around outside, which is not unusual for mass shootings. This has happened before. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't this time. They went in there. And, you know,
why they went in there? They went in there, and this is also unprecedented. They went in there with full body cam running. There were a couple of them had it. And it was almost as if they, I hate to say this, but it's almost as if they ran into that room and they did fire off a couple rounds, several rounds, and the shooter is on the floor. When we first looked in the door through the body cam footage, there's no shooter standing. I'm wondering if that shooter was already down. And this was a very carefully crafted video agenda. They ran down the halls, they did this and that, and they released this footage almost immediately, relatively speaking. How long was it before all the material came out of Columbine? It was days. And so right away we have the name of the police officers involved. We have clear video footage of their faces. Two of them at least, I think I saw. The primary shooter, one had a beard, one didn't. You can see these guys. They don't do that. They always pixelate their faces out so you can't identify them. They protect them until this thing is well down the road. So they release the video. They show the cops. The shooter's down. I don't know what to think of this. The rifle was not in a normal position where if somebody were to fall straight down, their knees buckle under them. The rifle was up to the right and behind the head with the muzzle closest to the head. It was absurd. The whole thing didn't make any sense. I don't know that you could fall that way, and you'd have to throw the gun around so it would turn toward you and land stock away from you and muzzle toward your head. It just didn't make sense. None of it did. So it looks to me like it was rehearsed, planned, and they released this footage so quickly that people had it in their head and it became ingrained right away. This is what happened. They saw the shooter. They took the shooter down, whatever. But I'm not convinced. And the camo pants look different. You've carefully and clearly gotten the idea across that there were glasses, and then there weren't glasses. There were red shoes, and then there were black shoes. So we got big problems here.
Okay, 6 hours ago, maybe longer now, it was early that this, it may have been even yesterday, I don't recall now, but I've had this in my email for a while, and because I'm hooked to a neighbor's email, I can get into this. But the World Economic Forum, did you see what they put out?
Today?
Trans people are justified seeking vengeance on Christians. There you have it.
There you have it. That's tied into this operation 100%. No question.
Yep.
What an outrage. What an outrage. The people, all Christians, where's the church? Where are the ministers? Where are the priests? They should be screaming about this from the rooftops. That's incredible.
Crickets.
That's incredible, Crickets. Kelly. That's truly incredible. Will you send me that story? I want to get that posted tonight. Send that over.
This actually a video of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab saying trans people are justified seeking vengeance on Christians.
Well, I think most of us have seen that picture of that pervert on the beach. Disgusting. Yeah. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I don't want.
Yeah.
You
want to get that out of your mind. It's like hard to unsee it, but yeah. Okay.
Exactly. That's why I don't want to put any more in my mind from the shooting, but it was so contrived to me because they want to create more of this and they want dead Americans. That's the core of all of this. They want
for
it
sure
down to a negligible number of people. people that they can do their little AI goodies on and then become have them become slaves while they all live in luxury. Meanwhile, we don't have heat. We don't
Yeah, they've announced it. That's their goal, to reduce the population to 500 million to serve them. That's the name of the game. Oh, and I just finally remembered which school shooting it was with the helicopter showing one of the shooters running into the woods behind the school. That was Sandy Hook.
Oh, no. Yes, that's right. It was, because I was going to say the same thing. And do you know that who's the famous singer actor from Louisiana, and his dad was the attorney general? He's so famous. You know his name. He's been in wonderful movies.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Hold on. We got to take a break here. Hold on, Kelly. All right. Hold on. We'll come right back in just a few minutes with Kelly Nelson. And yeah, that was Sandy Hook. One of the alleged shooters was running into the woods away from the back of the school, caught by a helicopter video. Okay, back in a minute. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. I'm talking with Kelly, who lives in Tennessee, about this latest obvious false flag shooting. Glenn Greenwald, his comments, who radicalized the Nashville shooter? What media outlets, pundits, and politicians share and spread the murderer's ideology? This is a twisted game that's played every time there's a massacre that presents the opportunity to blame one's enemies. It can't be done selectively. They just roll it out. Yeah, they're coming after the guns. I don't know how successful, how quickly they'll be. We have a lot of people in this country who have still the ability to use deductive reasoning and discernment. And when they look at something, they see it is not right. And this video with the shoe colors alone should cause this thing to be put completely under a microscope. But it won't be. They're just going to roll right on past it. Maybe something coming up in a day or two to broom it out of the headlines, Kelly. That's what they usually do. Something big.
Well, they're probably using this for a dual purpose too, Jeff, because this is headlines for a while. But what is hiding behind this? They're always hiding something with other headlines that benefit them as well. So we mentioned Sandy Hook. Remember Harry Connick Jr.? That's the great band leader.
Oh, yeah.
From Louisiana.
Yeah.
I love him. We've seen him three times. He gives fabulous shows.
He's a singer-entertainer. He's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful actor as well. Jimmy Green, his longtime saxophone member, he actually lost a daughter at Sandy Hook. And Harry Connick wrote a song for her, as did Jimmy, her father. So there were children killed there. But the one interesting thing that I never could figure out, probably you know because you do much more research into this than I do, why was there a zero balance on every household that lost a child? Zero. Zero.
Oh,
there
no.
were no
Look,
no mortgages.
If we go through the Sandy Hook door with all the data that's available now, it would take hours. That thing was... let's just say it was very troubled. Lots of problems.
So look back at that. Look back at that. Those kids are still dead. Those kids are dead. How? You know, I'd like to know how. But it's...
Yeah, a lot of very critical
like
questions.
This one was.
You got it.
But then... there's even more to this, because if you go forward with this and you look at the fact that for 3 years we were under this horrible nightmare of COVID, and they murdered via the jabs, but they murdered disabled in the hospital, not to mention the elderly by the protocols. They murdered disabled and Down syndrome children. And that was just in an article I wrote. If they're going to do that, and they gave palliative care injections, mm-hmm. to these disabled people to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Palliative care is what they give in hospice at the end of life. It stops respiratory system.
Yeah.
And you're not going to give a shot like that to somebody who's already suffering respiratory illnesses.
No.
So if we lived through that and now we're seeing this, and Scott Shara, he and his wife Cindy
Kelly, you're fading away a bit. Turn your head, turn the phone about 90 degrees and your head. Maybe it'll come in louder.
Oh, sorry about that.
There we go. Better? Okay, that's better. Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
So when I look at all of this, they pulled the last 3 years, and I know it's all a bloody lie.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at all the people they murdered on purpose, not only with the protocols, but with this palliative injections to the disabled and the mentally disabled, you know bloody damn well that they're capable of anything and everything.
Sure.
And there's an old
no
saying.
Limits. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see. So, you know, it's theater for the dumbed downs. That's what it is.
Well, they're going to get away with this again, even with these outrageous shoe and glasses now issue and other issues. It reminds me of the Las Vegas massacre with the alleged shooter in the hotel room. There were guns placed. It was like a stage set, like a movie set. They had guns placed here and there. We covered that story so thoroughly, and nothing ever came of it. We pointed out so many problems with that. It was just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Who's the guy that covers all of the Islamic stuff that lives in Florida and has a website? He and one of the fellows that lived through the Benghazi thing went there, and they said, why did they let the guy from Australia free and never question him? Because they believe he was the shooter, and he went and shot and killed the guy that they blamed.
I don't know. Yeah. These things all have so many flaws to them, and they just keep the pace up and the cadence of news up. So there may be something tomorrow. Maybe Biden will have a heart attack or something. And this will be pushed from page one to page six, and it'll fall further back each day from there. And then it'll be just gone.
But the anti-gun stuff won't be.
No.
The anti-gun stuff will stay in the front page.
That's what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the crime itself is full of grievous problems. I don't know.
And, you know, here's another thing. This gun-free school zone, that's an invitation. It's just like, allegedly,
invitation.
To another school. She went to another school, and it was too well guarded. And so she decided to go to this one, which she allegedly also had attended at some time. But everybody seems to forget that the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990 was sponsored by who? Then Senator Joe Biden. And he got together.
Oh, how interesting. I forgot about that.
Yes. And he had it signed into law by, guess who? President George H.W. Bush. And Bush's other son, Jeb, not George W., but Jeb, is backing DeSantis. Mm-hmm. So what's DeSantis going to sign for us? Yeah.
You saw the story today that Trump, if the GOP primary were to be held today, Trump would win in a cakewalk, 54%. He's 30 points ahead of DeSantis, who is in at 24%. So it looks very much like they're going to reinstall Trump for another 4 years.
I don't know that they can do that with what they've got planned for him. And if that comes close to fruition, I think we'll have another assassination.
Well, it'd be something that I think we're actually, I hate to say it, but overdue for another big splash event. Either that or a nuclear war, Kelly, whatever.
I really don't. I don't want to see another one. But I'll tell you, all this stuff, if you can't add it up, you know, I get these trolls on these Substack sites, and they come on there and they'll argue with me and they'll call me an anti-Trumper and everything. I said, prove one damn thing that I've said false. And they can't. They just keep harassing the messenger, not the message. Same old Saul Alinsky tactics. Everywhere you go with truth, that where they don't want to hear it, they use the same tactics. Mm. It's tough to convince people, you know?
No, I know.
Let me just finish with this Firearm Concealed Carry Act also includes, effective July 9th, 2013, that it prohibited any concealed carry in any building, real property, and parking area under the control of public or private elementary or secondary school. So this is what they've put on us, and they've made our children targets purposely, because if you can kill those kids young, they aren't going to have any more kids, especially if the parents are getting up in age and they don't want to risk having any more children. So see, they're giving these shots now to the babies, 6 months old.
Yeah, they're sterilizing.
Yeah, did you see that chart that I included? Anybody pre-1980 had like 3 shots. You know, the only thing I think I had was the smallpox, and it didn't take because by birth I had my mother's immunity because hers took so well. So they never gave me any other shots, right? Yeah, well, now it's up to 72 shots. 72!
Well, these people might make it to 50 or 60 years of age if they're lucky. They're going to be sickly. They're going to be nothing more than contributors to the American Medical Association, Rockefeller Medicine, mass ripoff of humanity. That's all they're going to do. They could keep paying the system. Test, 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 test. They're making a fortune testing all of these COVID vaccine injured people. That's obvious. They're making a fortune testing them. And then when they have, what do they have? They give them a prescription for this or that, or they go in and try to remove a blood clot here or there. These people are just... they have no hope. The doctors will say, you need to do a test. We have to do a test. You've got to go get this test, that test. And what do? They end up with the same results almost every time. These people are injured, and they don't get better, no matter what they do for them. They do not get better.
I could tell you horror stories just about office waiting rooms where all of these people are sitting there with masks on their faces, and they're not required to be. I want to go in there and say, for God's sake, take those things off your face.
Well, there's an issue out there that makes that understandable, and yet I wear a mask every time I'm around other people, and the reason is simple. Shedding is real, and I'll take the 10%, 20% that the mask might give me in terms of stopping aerosolized micro droplets that have the spike protein and or mRNA in them, in addition to normal bacteria and things. So I'll wear the mask. That doesn't bother me anymore. I understand what you're saying, but shedding is literally killing people now.
Yeah.
They're not vaxxed, but they're showing symptoms and they're being injured.
Maybe it was great that all of these elderly people in there with me had their masks on because they protected me, but I'll be blessed.
That's one way to look at it. No, that's fine.
In the doctor's office, They actually call you and tell you the hospital requires that you put a mask on. Do you know that I have never put a mask on and nobody's ever said anything to me? Well, they're all masks. Why do I need to wear one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate it. I hate
Understood.
it.
Understood. Now, let me go back to the... Go ahead.
But let let me mention one more thing that's important for people, because I've mentioned other things that relate to this before. Biden has signed some kind of EO that the, I don't know which group, DHS, FBI, FEMA, whoever, can spy on us if they find out that we have sent an email to a foreign country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? And then, now, any foreign country. Oh.
Any foreign. Now, wait a minute. That also means that they can spy on every email you send. This is now allowed. What happened to the Fourth Amendment? Bye-bye, ta-ta. But this is what he signed, I believe, by an EO. Okay, So what is it that we often will order from another country? So there is an option for you.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yes, but there is an option. And here's the option. You take cash to, what's the name of the place that you've got to go to? A Western Union. You take cash to Western Union with all the information to where you're sending it, and it goes to that bank, and you still are able to get your ingredients. So I just want to let people know that have listened before and know that there is a way to keep yourself safe. Okay?
Good.
Western Union. It's everywhere.
Very good.
It's
okay.
Even the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. That's good information. I want to go back to this Klaus Schwab thing. We only have about 6 minutes left. This is very, very, very concerning. It ought to be to every single person listening, whatever country you're living in around the world. These people are coming after all of us. Klaus Schwab's trans soldiers declare jihad on Christian America. We might as well say Christian white America. European white America. Christians. Whatever. There's no question that the white Americans are under attack. What's that?
I'll tell you what. First, they destroyed the South, which was totally illegal. And besides that, the North had twice as many slaves as the South, and the North slaves weren't freed, only the Southern slaves. That's why the Underground Railroad went to Canada.
It's true. Okay. Nobody knows this, Kelly, but you're right. You're right.
I know. But the whole thing here, they are plotting and planning to do another hit run on us that'll make the 700,000 murdered in the Civil War. Like nothing. And that's more than were murdered in, that more of our men that were lost in World War II. And 80,000 of them were murdered by Sherman at the behest of Lincoln and Grant, and those 80,000 were noncombatants, elderly blacks, elderly men, women, and children. What are they doing to us right now? And what have they got planned for us in the future that you're talking about right now?
Let me add one other thing. The Ukrainian Christian population is being wiped out and scattered to the seven winds. There are 10 million have left Ukraine already. And how many in the military have been killed? It's estimated between 270,000 now and 400,000 dead. That doesn't count all the wounded, many wounded for life. They're not going to recover enough to become meaningful in society over there. So you've got another war on white Christians. They're throwing out the Christian church in Ukraine now, trying to, because it's got Russian roots, whatever. They're playing that game. It's nonstop. Now, and turn that coin over. Where are all the weapons coming from? The majority of the weapons and the ammunition. A lot of it, I think, if not the majority, coming from this country. We are now 6 years behind production in terms of artillery shells to get caught up to where we should be. We're 6 years behind in artillery shells in this country. 6 years.
Yeah,
and 5 years behind, 5 years behind in shoulder-fired Stinger surface-to-air missiles. 5 years behind. That's how much we've given them. We've been disarmed. We're being disarmed here.
Well, there's one colonel that speaks all the time, and he's about
McGregor.
One that tells the truth.
He's the best.
Our military couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag now. And look at
they
how
have
many
no artillery are. Shells, no tank shells, nothing.
That's terrible.
You got it. No, we're being disarmed. We're being looted and disarmed. And now the Ukrainian government has, as everybody knows, been the recipient of about $150 billion, give or take. We don't know how much. And a lot of that's been looted, as it always happens with operations like this. It's stolen. They siphon it off. It's gone.
Well, it's unaccounted for.
Look at Afghanistan. Biden walks out and leaves $85 billion worth of military arms, vehicles, heavy armor, you name it. And we let $85 billion worth just abandoned.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't care about the billions. Of course, $5 billion was too much to build the wall.
No wall. Not going to happen. The agenda is our demise. They're taking this country down. And I don't see the American people wising up, waking up, and doing anything about it. I just don't. I wish I saw it otherwise, but I don't.
It's like they're all programmed to just sit in front of the boob tube watching sports, drinking beer, and leaning back in their recliners.
And thinking,
it's sickening.
And thinking that Fox News is going to save the day. Fox is the word is a sop. They're throwing, it's a bone.
They're an operative.
Yeah, I know. It's all part of the same thing. Nothing new. So I don't know what we're going to see here by way of a country in a year from now. We're going to see a lot of dead people between now and a year from now. And next year is going to be worse than this year if what we see being sown amongst humanity by way of these bioweapons starts to take them out. They're slow-fused, some of them. Some of them are quick. It's all different. And they have plausible deniability from A to Z. Oh, he died of kidney failure. Oh, she died of a liver failure. Oh, she died of cancer. Oh, no, they died from the shots. But they won't say that. They never will.
We've got two neighbors that had strokes. And basically the stroke started in the heart because there was a pool of blood at the bottom of the heart, and a piece of it broke off and caused the stroke. So it was basically attack on the heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't take those things. And I bought that, what you told me you take, and it's showing, all the studies show that it gets rid of the spike protein.
Natokinase serapeptase,
Yep. Edward Dowd wrote, "Cause Unknown, the Epidemic of Sudden Death." Statistics of that thing will blow your mind.
Yeah, he's a good writer. All right. Thank you, Kelly. Go get some sleep.
You're
Thanks
welcome,
for staying
honey.
Up. Keep at it. We'll talk soon.
Okay,
bye. Night. Kelly Nelson, superb writer. Back with Father Paul Kramer next.